These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio.
My name is Jeremy Larson. I'm 43 years old. Today's date is May the 17th, 2013. We're recording in sunny St. George, Utah, and I'm here with my friend Robert Keller.
Hi, my name is Robert Keller. I am 27 years old, and I'm here with Jeremy Larson, who is a friend of mine and a co-band member.
We've talked a little bit about mental illness before we got started here. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable talking about when you started to feel symptoms of mental illness?
In my early 20s, mainly.
Yeah.
I started thinking people could read my mind or whatever, just irrational things. Just from then on, I'm kind of recovered from it now, pretty
right.
much. I've got really good control of it now, but
nice.
For a while there, I really didn't have very much control at all. I was kind of out of control in my early 20s.
Yeah, so what would you attribute your recovery to?
My recovery attribute to mainly the people like you and the people at Southwest and the people that have just, they know how to deal with mental illness in a really good way that's not, you know, overly controlling, but
right.
it's understanding, but they treat you like a person.
Right.
Too, you know?
And hopefully you're able to maintain your individuality.
Yeah.
You know, like you're
Well, that's exactly what I mean when I say they treat you like a person.
Yeah.
They don't treat you like just another number.
You
know, they realize that we all have our own quirks. Southwest is a behavioral health center. It's like, it's for people who are addicted to drugs, people who are schizophrenic, bipolar, different mental illnesses.
And they have several, I mean, they've got therapists there, they've got a psychiatrist there to prescribe the medications and stuff. Day treatment programs,
yeah.
which we're involved with now, the Elevate program.
I mean, we're the psychotropics and we have mental illnesses, but we get along really good and we encourage each other, and that's why we play good music.
I don't know if there's a lot of give and take with the psychotropics. There's a
yeah.
lot of, you know, you be patient, you let people experiment with what they're coming
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
So the psychotropics, are you afraid of stigma at all by going by that name, the psychotropics?
Not at all. I think it just sounds, I mean, it sounds cool enough to where it makes up for it, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it does maybe sound a little cliche because of our having, you know, to take psychotropic drugs. But,
right.
But it applies to rock and roll so much.
It does. So, stigma.
Oh yeah.
Does that? Yeah. What are your thoughts on stigma? Like
that's a big thing. Sometimes in life, like people will see me coming and they'll be like, they want to move over to the side of the sidewalk. They don't want to even be around me because
right.
they think I don't know what they think. I don't even want to know what they think, but
yeah.
I don't think it's anything good.
You know, my wife came up with an interesting point the other day. She was commenting on social skills. And usually people will say, well, people with mental illness lack social skills. Well, the reality is it's the people who are moving to the side of the road who don't want to be near you who are lacking the social skills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. The person that has a stigma, and I've had stigma too. I mean, I'm not any better than anyone else when it comes to that, but it's just everyone has something that they should work on.
Right.
The challenges that we have are mainly mental challenges.
Yeah.
We're based at a mental health kind of a facility. It's like a day program, and our challenges have just been with mental illnesses, but we've got it under control pretty well. You know, we've just had to have, you know, a little extra time to get things together a little bit more than most bands.
Right. I'm kind of seeing that as a strength, though, the challenges that we're facing and that we're overcoming. I
yeah.
really think that that's going to be a strength of the band.
Maybe you're right about, like, you know, about people that are challenged maybe are a little bit stronger in some ways.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, people that get it easy all the time. I
yeah.
mean, how do you get strong if you get it easy all the time?
Exactly. And in that strength, you become like a light to other people.
Yeah.
I mean, people can look at you
I
and
guess,
say...
I doubt that.
You would hate to...
I'm more like a dark streak in most people's mind.
But sometimes it takes the darkness to highlight the light.
Yeah, it does.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.